Diamonds in New York. This is Cameron.
You're killing me right now.
What's happening?
Killing me. And your response is going to be like, dude, Mike, you're so dumb. Just listen to me. I need four matching half carat diamonds, and I am so in my own head right now that it is almost comical being me.
Okay. So, all right.
You've got a really good selector. Like, there's three VS1 Gs that would work, but I need a fourth. And then there's a bunch of VS2 Gs. There's four VS2 Gs that would work, except one is a little bit bigger. And for some reason, that 0.06 millimeter is just pissing me off, and I need you to tell me that I'm out of my damn mind.
Give me the stock numbers that you're looking at. Let me evaluate. Let me look. So, let me look at see where we're at.
So our VS2, these are all for one pendant, by the way.
Okay.
So these aren't a selection. These are all, like, they're all going together. So P319709, that's the bigger one.
Okay.
320040.
Okay.
320147. 320155.
155. All right. Let me take a look at these. Let me see where we're at. So tell you what, I don't hate your selection.
Okay.
But I would swap out that 51.
Yep.
With a 50-point GVS1 for 813. So that 51 GVS2 is 803. So this is $10 more. The millimeter will get you right back to where you want to be, 5.00 by 5.05. And it'll be a better match depth and table.
Here's the thing. I don't really we could go up. Like, I'm okay if we had four VS1 Gs, that would be fine. I'm just seeing three.
So you want to match up the color and clarity on all four of them?
Yeah, they're going in this little, you know, the smile necklaces you have. It's sort of similar to that. It's gonna be a four stone straight like curve.
Okay.
But, like, and you have, like, you've got a, and I'm talking just the ones in stock. I'm not sure if there's another one.
I mean, millimeter-wise, dude. You'll never notice 0.05 of a millimeter. It's not even, you know, like, we're talking even a tenth of a millimeter difference. So you'll never notice that. You know, I'd put the 55 table on one side. I'd put the 257s in the middle, and then I'd put the 61 table on the other side.
Right. Right.
And it should match up.
And then, again, like if we had, you know, like the three VS1 Gs you have, one of them has a little bigger table, but it's 320090.
Yep, I see that one.
And then 320213. 320216. So you've got three of those. So now if we had three VS1 Gs, that would be fine too. Yeah. I'm even willing. I didn't do this, and I probably should have. I mean, you've got a VS1G faint fluorescence that I could, that I'm cool with.
Yep.
So maybe that's the move, is just tossing.
Do you want to do that? Because, I mean, I have those as well where, you know, we could do four GVS1s where the millimeters and the tables and everything, they're all triple X. One of them might have faint, but the rest of them, you know, probably won't as I'm looking at this quickly. And they're all, 813, 813, 803. I mean, you're all in that range. If you would rather go that route, I think that would be equally as good. I don't think you have a wrong decision either way.
Right. Well, then there's another VS1G that has a little bit bigger of a table. So that one's 62, so that one might be the one we leave out.
Yeah, I
think that would work. So let's do those. Do you want me to just put the order through, or?
No, I have it right here, so I'll throw the four GVS1s, not the one with the big table, though, the 62 table. I'm going to scrap that one. So you'll have a 57, 57, 59 and 60 table. But they'll all be 505, 507, 510, 511. Yeah, so you're all right there. So that should be good.
Okay.
And then let me put these on memo. So we have 510 to 507, 61, 60. It's really 62. Yeah. Yeah, you'll be good, man. These will all match up really nice.
Cool. All
right, so I'll put them on memo for tomorrow delivery. You want them in the morning? Actually, you know what? I'm doing everything AM now at this point just because with weather delays and just over.
Yeah, okay.
Better. If it gets there in the morning, great. Even if it's not necessary, just so that way it's not rummaging around and then, you know, attempted delivery at 7 p.m.
Sure. So. Cool. These, I'm not going to give you the go-ahead, but I think they're all going to be sold.
Okay.
I think these, like, this couple came in, they've got a ton of money.
Okay.
And they came in.
And they're serious.
Last year to sort of do this project and then got away from them and now they're back in.
Got it.
But got away because they go on sabbatical every year from, like, March through November.
Gotcha. All right.
So, but yeah.
You got it, man. I will take these and put them on memo. You'll have them tomorrow, and then when you get the go-ahead, you know, when we have a green light, you just let me know.
Sweet, man. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. I will be here until 6:30
p.m. You know.
Well, that's all right. That's coming. We're gonna manifest that into the into the diamond world.
Awesome. I hope so.
All right. Good deal, my
cool.
friend.
Well, I hope today stays busy. I hope you got a bunch going on and keep making sales.
That would be fantastic. I'll be here until 6:30 if you want to add anything to the box, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You got it, buddy. Talk to you in a bit.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah.